Hello.
Hello, my name is Joe. I'm with calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing your nation and local communities. Do you think you can help me out?
Do you know who I am?
Excuse me?
Do you know my name? Do you know who
Yes,
you're talking to?
Mr. Michael.
And you're from who?
I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
I'm a union bricklayer, retired.
Okay, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing your nation and local communities. You think you can help me out?
Well, I don't know. Depending on what you ask me.
Okay, here we go. Let me see. To start, how many years have you worked in the missionary industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 and over?
26 to 40.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Mason helper, finisher, restoration?
Bricklayer, blocklayer, stone cutter.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me see, bricklayer, excellent. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, a helper, apprentice, journey, foreman?
Journeyman and foreman.
Okay, thank you.
Combination.
All right. And yes or no, are you currently working on the trade?
I'm not.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been employed, that is, unable to find work? Or you wanted to work?
I retired when I was 60. And
okay.
I'm 66 now.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
I've not.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
I won't.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or same number as the same last year?
There's more.
Okay. You say fewer or more?
There's more.
Okay, thank you so
more
much.
More work.
All right, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, or fewer constructions, or the same in the last year?
There's more.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough unions craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been out
okay.
of it for 6 years.
All right. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I've not.
Okay, thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less employment than now, or about the same, or more employment than now?
There's not many men that will work that hard anymore.
Okay.
You can just put that down however you figure that adds
All right.
Up.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much, Mr. Michael. Now looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I'm on fixed income.
Okay. All right. Now switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazard are you most concerned about the job? I'm going to read you some. Unsafe powers, tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, or air quality or no real safety concerns?
I just falling objects is always a hazard where I was around.
Yeah, that's very
true. People working above us.
Oh, man.
I've been hit in the head with a 2x4 before.
Man.
14 feet.
Wow.
I'm glad I had my hard hat on.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's very true. All right, Spike, and yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Online or no?
I've not. They do send me letters, and I do keep up with them.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participate in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organization, yes or no?
I've not.
Okay. Picketing?
I didn't understand you.
Okay. Picketing, yes or no?
Pick what?
Picketing.
I don't understand.
All right, we'll skip that one. No problem. Political convention. Yes or no?
I won't answer that.
Okay, no problem. No problem. We'll continue. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit the project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I've been retired 6 years.
Okay. All right. And changing the subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news source from the one you are most likely to get your news from and are the least likely to get news. Let me see. Is it the internet or social media, print or online, radio, local TV, or friends or neighbors, or cable news?
Local TV out of Nashville.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, foraging policy, healthcare, jobs and economy, support of the labor union, immigration, education, or something else?
I can give you two, healthcare and the well-being of the union.
All right. Thank you. And as you may know, BAC and support is application of Davis-Bacon standards to federal finances construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I've not.
Okay, thank you. And now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's not important at all or not so important, somewhat important or not so important at all?
What, negotiation for wages?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, for the wages.
Yes, it's important, but we need to get the whole country on the same scale.
Exactly, on the same page. That's very true. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wages protecting of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know about that act you're talking about, but I usually vote Democrat for union.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and work conditions. Which sites do you support more in this dispute?
I think they're asking for too much.
Okay. All right. And please indicate.
Of course, they're asking more to come up from the bottom to get more.
That is true. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job of Joe Biden has done with each of the followings. I'm going to read you some, and you tell me you approve or disapprove about that, okay? His job as presidential overall. You strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Well, I won't answer that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Foraging's affair. Do you approve?
Won't answer strong? That.
Okay, no problem. Healthcare, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
My healthcare is going good right now.
Immigration, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
I won't answer that.
Okay, thank you. And the economy, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
It's going good for me. I don't know about everybody else.
All right. Support for the labor unions. Strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
I think he's for the union, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve?
Disapprove.
Okay.
Disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. And are you registered to vote, yes or no?
I am.
Okay. Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and others office in November 2024? Are you almost certain, probably, or 50-50?
I'll vote, what do they call that party that's not either one? Yeah, I'll either vote Democrat or independent one.
Okay. Okay. Mm. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
I probably wouldn't vote.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, jobs opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Just retirement security is all I'm interested in.
Okay. And
my fellow workers.
Oh, okay. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, excellent, good, just fair?
Our union in Nashville is good. The Southeast Union is good.
Okay. Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't have any trouble with any problem I have. All I have to do is call Nashville.
All right. And how can the union best improve its representative in service? In your own words, sir. That don't have to be that long, just short.
They just need to get out and see the men and get out of the office and get out in the field and see what's going on.
All right. Show more work, you know, more and more effective.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
they make better wages than the men that they're representing, so they ought to get out there and see what's going on.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right. And... again, what do you think of the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? And next, what is the most important thing the union should be working on? In your own words.
Well, they need to keep up with inflation, and needs to be able to make a house payment and raise children and
exactly.
pay on a vehicle.
Exactly. Yep, that is true. Okay, here we go. And and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text messages, email, job site, union meetings, or mail?
I don't text, so I need mail. I'm just answering two more questions, so you
yeah,
see what
yeah.
they are.
Yeah, we're done already, so no problem. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislation? Updates are important to back. Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, or once a year, or never?
How often we get something from the union? Four times a year? Probably four times. I get the letter. I get the international letter, and then I get local. I get letters from my local.
Okay. Now, Mr. Michael, that's the last ones. Now, I would like to ask you a question, specific purpose. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent?
I'm leaning towards Democrat and independent.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And will you call yourself strongly Democrat or very strong? not so strong?
Well, not so strong anymore. They've changed a lot over the last 20 years.
All right.
Not as strong as I used to be.
Yeah, that's true. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Caucasian, African American, Latin?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, strictly verification purpose, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
You already know it.
Yeah, Mike.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, no problem. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you so much, sir, and you have a good day.
All right. This,
likewise.
This better be, this survey better be on the up and up, or you'll be hearing from me.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
All right.